I am a divine supreme being. I am the ascension and the light. I am queen, poet, love, seer, healer, speaker. I am walking in my divine right. I am an author and a writer. My words are my truth. I am one with the divine creator. I am the creative. I am pure. I am a mother, aunt, sister, wife, and friend. I am you. I am strong, beautiful, intelligent. I am honest, powerful, wise. I am purpose. I am peace. I am me. I am a divine supreme being. I am the ascension and the light. I am. Hello, 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 and welcome back to Not Your Average Queen Podcast. It is your girl, the one and only Queen Poet Love in the building. welcome back to all my queens out there and all my kings out there. If you're listening, welcome to another new episode. It's a new week, new goals, new everything. So yeah, we're back on here. I'm back. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope your week is going good so far. As you already know, this is going to air on Thursday of every week. So make sure that you're tuning in every Thursday, every week. I'm coming back to back, trying to be, you know, faithful to the game. So yeah, I'm doing good. I'm feeling good so far about this year. I have a lot of things lined up. As you know, I've been talking about doing this YouTube thing with the podcast. So I'm getting closer and closer to that. So I'm so excited. But yeah, I'm here nonetheless, and I'm happy to be here. So yeah, I extend my gratitude for you, all those who tune in on a weekly basis or whenever I post. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast so that you are notified when I do publish an episode. And then also, if you would like to donate, I do accept subscriptions and donations. So yes, do that. Do all of that. But anyhow, you can already see by the title what I'm going to be talking about on today. Today's topic is high value. High value. My accent gets in the way, but it's high value men and the illusions of a high value man. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this, because I remember there was a time where, rest in peace, Kevin, I think it was Kevin Samuels, his name. Yeah, Kevin Samuels created this uproar in social media world about high value men and like high value women and like what this meant and what people needed to be, what a man needed to be, what a woman needed to be. And there was this whole controversy about it. And as I think, as everyone knows, Kevin Samuels, everything that he brought up was controversial in a sense. So yeah, I didn't talk about it at the time because I didn't feel the need to, but it was on my mind and it was something that I've been meaning to talk about. And I kind of wanted to take a break from like mental health stuff or like interpersonal stuff and shift in the sense to talk about like relationship stuff, right? In a different way. So, you know, I was thinking about like, you know, what this meant and like what people perceive, you know, this high value man to be and like how it creates illusions sometimes, especially for women in relationships and even for women not in relationships, right? And even for men, because this can cause men to feel like, you know, they're inadequate or they're not good enough. So I wanted to talk about it. But yeah, so let's talk about it. So what is a high value man? What is a man of high value, right? And as you know, as I do with every episode, I, you know, do my research, you know, look things up and, you know, get, you know, a broader perspective on this topic. So I'm just not talking about my own ideas, right? So when it relates to the Kevin Samuels situation, what I found was that he wasn't like the way he presents high value men, and you can go on his YouTube and search his video. He wasn't even talking about a man a man's character, right? Or personality. He was really talking about the financial status of a man. And that's what he defined a man of high value as. It had more to do with his financial status, right? Or his status in society and in organizations, rather than his actual characters and morals, which I found kind of ironic, because like, to me, when I thought about it, a high value man has more to do with his characteristics, his character, and his morals and his values than it does about money. And I think this is where the illusion comes from. Some people may think that a high value man is more about his financial his financial position and his financial power than his like the way he shapes and improves the world, right? And I thought that was really crazy, because if we run with the aspect of a high value man having to do with his social position, his financial position, then we're doomed when it comes to picking our husbands and, you know, finding the right partners. So that's what I want to talk about it, because sometimes I think these things that social media comes up with a lot of times create more illusions and false expectations for us, especially women, when it comes to the way we view men and what we expect of men, that kind of leave us single for longer than we need or should, right? I think sometimes, you know, high value men in social media world, in the world of society, is a man that has money or assets or is very notable in society, right? He has financial power, a notable societal position, right? He's known for many things. And this is something else that Kevin Samuels did mention. It was a man that is somewhat famous for his ideas, right? He's a high value, which according to Kevin Samuel is a man that is a man of business, really. It deals with a businessman, a man that has a lot of corporate value, but really had nothing to do with the man's spiritual or mental or emotional value. And I found this kind of scary when we think about that. Like, are we seeking men just for what they can provide for us financially, and what positions or power they have socially? I think if so, then what does that say? Like, what does that say for the future of our society, for the future of our families, right? Because you know, those positions and those titles can always be taken away. Like, they're not long lasting. They can be temporary things, right? So to me, I think when I'm thinking of a man of high value, I think about who he is as a person, like what characteristics he possess, right? To support me, right? Not financially, but emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, and whatnot, right? So we give this title to men without even knowing what the real definition is. And that's what I wanted to do in this episode, kind of define, like redefine it, or like give my perception on it. And kind of like break that illusion of what a high value man means in society, right? Because I think oftentimes a high value man in society means that this is a man that has everything together, and he comes, you know, already like quote unquote made up, like he is already who he's supposed to be, right? So then a woman shouldn't be with a man that isn't, you know, made up or has it all together, right? Because then he's not a man of high value. So let's get into this. But before we do, we're going to take a quick break, and then we will continue this discussion. So tune right in. We'll be right back. And we're back. Welcome back to Not Your Average Queen Podcast. It is your girl, the one and only Queen Poet Love in the building. And we're coming back from that break, and I was previously discussing this illusion of the high value men in society and how it can lead us to be single forever if we're not careful, because a man of high value doesn't always mean that a man has to be put together. And I think that's another illusion. Like, the man of high value is a man of a financial stature, a notable position in society, of a reputable influence, right? But and he has to be all together. And I think that's a false, perception of a man of high value, because one, women don't have it all together, and we're not always have these same qualities that we attune or attach to men that we think we want to have, right? So if this is so, then everybody has to be put together and you know, have it all together when they enter a relationship. And how realistic is that? How realistic is it for you to be this great person when you meet your the one, right? If that's the case, then like, What are you getting married for? What do you have to work on? What areas do you have to grow on? Like, that is not necessarily true. And that's what I found to believe. And a lot of times society will have you thinking these things, and then you are trying to implement these ideas in your own life. And what you're really doing is causing more havoc and heartache in your own life, trying to follow the agendas that we believe should be so, because of what society says, right? So yeah, in society, and what I've seen is that a high value man is a man that has it all together and he comes already made up, which I believe is far from the truth. A man, like, when we come with ideas about men and women, and we think we have to automatically adopt them into our life, it leads us to more disaster, and like, it deters us more from what we want than what we're actually getting. And half the time, sometimes you have a high value man, but because he's not seeing the way you think he should be in comparison to what you see portrayed in society, then you want to throw that, we're so quick to toss that man out. And I think I've been guilty of this at some point in my life too. Like, I had a standard, like, the man had to be this and that and that and that and that and that. And that. But like, when I had to be honest myself, like, how realistic is that? And how, like, what if I had these same standards imposed on myself? Like, would I be okay with that? And I think that's the problem sometimes with men, that we expect a lot from men, not even from our own, you know, needs and wants, but like, we kind of impose these same needs and wants from society on the men that we have too in our lives. And I kind of want to dismantle that. Like, a man does not have to be, you know, the knight in shining armor when you meet him. Like, he can grow and develop into that high value man with time, right? And you know, like, he can increase in value as time goes on. So that's what I want to preach on today. Like, a man doesn't have to be his highest value when you first meet him. And that's okay. Like, let's be okay with that. Just as the same as we don't have to be our highest value when we meet, you know, the person that we want, that we're interested in, right? And I think that we run with terms so quickly without even thinking about what it really means, oftentimes. And that's why we run into these controversial ideas, is because, like, we say things without really, like, defining the meaning and giving it our own meaning for ourselves. So, yeah, like, a high value man, yes, he can be a man with a reputable, you know, reputation in society and organization and have financial power and position and influence. But I don't think that's all to a man, a high value man, right? There's more to a man than the material things. And I think a lot of women now in society too, because just the time of society now, it involves like all these Gucci, Louis, Yeezy, like all these designer things, and you know, the money, the cars, the home, the name brands. It surrounds all these things now that it's becoming even more difficult for men that are, you know, honest and good men, and men that are working on themselves and are, you know, pruning their character and, you know, healing from traumas. It kind of hinders them in the dating realm and in the, you know, in the eyes of women that see these other men that have the time, that high value man that you're you know, fawning over is the man with the most amount of trauma. It's the man that is very unhealed and hasn't worked out his own insecurities and flaws, and most likely the one that's going to probably financially abuse you or emotionally abuse you. Not to say that all these men are that way, but oftentimes when you are a man of a lot of, you know, social influence, you where do you take the time? Where have you taken the time to really work on yourself? So what you want to ask yourself is this high value man healed? You know, is he is his morals right? Is his value right? Right? Is he going to treat me right? Those are the things that you should be asking when you think about a high value man, right? You know, who is he? Not what is he? And I think a lot of times the illusion of the high value man is that it's more about what he is than who he is, right? And that creates in itself a lot of confusion, because if a man came to you and was more focused about what you are to him than who you are, we as women will have a lot of issues with that, like a lot of issues with that. And it's very triggering too, like, for someone to be focused more about on like what you are than who you are. So, yeah, it's like, let's get away from running with everything society feeds us. Especially social media, because social media consumes us so much now that sometimes it's hard to like, you know, set that boundary between what we believe and what we are taking from social media. And I'm guilty of this as well. You know, I'm not perfect. There's often times where I've come to my husband with something I saw, like, oh my God, like, look at this. It's so, you know, like, you know, it makes you want things. It makes you want things that sometimes aren't even real. Like, it's just an illusion. Just like sometimes I like this topic of the high value men is an illusion, and I want to, you know, kind of expose it. Like, what high value? Where did this term even come from? Like, why? What? Like, it's like, it seems like every day we're coming up with new terminology, new ideas and theories about things. It's like so much going on that people are just inventing and recreating that you can't even keep up anymore. Like, what is what? We have the like, be woke, the high value man, the it girl, it's just so much that you really have to like stop and say like, what the hell is this? What is it? But yeah. And then the other question to ask yourself is, if you're looking for a high value man, are you a high value woman? That's a very good question as well. So I'm going to take another quick break. And when I return, I'm going to wrap this episode up. I'm going to give you my, like, what I think are the qualities of a high value man in my eyes. So yeah, stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Hello, and welcome to our brief intermission. During this break, I just want to give you a glimpse of the future, so to speak, of upcoming topics, things that I will be discussing in the future episodes and that you can look forward to hearing. So some of the things I'm going to be diving into are topics on change, like when change hits, how to navigate change, high value men, like what is a man of value, small wins and celebrating small wins, staying in your lane versus competition, like why is competition healthy and sometimes unhealthy. The it girl, like we all know that there's this it girl momentum going on in social media, so I'm going to be talking about that. Also about curating the life you want, being gentle with yourself, my story, I'm going to be talking about my story, and just in how, you know, how healthy it is to embrace your journey and embrace your story, showing up for yourself, people pleasing, frenemies, self-compassion, ego-driven disease, divine purpose, sense of self, postpartum depression, are you effective communication, toxic traits uncovered, social media is toxic, self-assurance, and many, many more subjects. So I please stay tuned and continue to stay aligned with Not Your Average Queen Podcast. Thank you.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Not Your Average Queen Podcast. It is your girl, the one and only Queen Poet Love in the building. And I'm back. So yes, high value men. Who is it? What is it? What? So anyways, you know, I talked a lot about this stigma in society, about just imposing these things on us, and then we take them into our lives and we just try to make them fit. And sometimes they don't fit because sometimes they aren't real. It's an illusion. It isn't reality. A lot of times in society, a high value man is someone has to do more to do with his assets, right? His notable position in society, and oftentimes more to do with money. And I think that to me, that isn't a high value man. That is a no value man, because a high value man to me, if I had to say what a high value man was, it was a man that, you know, was consistent, is consistent, you know, in his actions and his intentions and his behavior and his, you know, worth ethic, and in the way that he loves me, he's consistent, right? He's dependable. He's someone I can count on, depend on, look to for support, for comfort, for whatever. He's just dependable. Like when you need him, he's there, right? He's not too busy. Nothing comes before that. Like he has his priorities straight, or at least in order or organized, and that's that. And then he's also safe. He makes me feel safe, right? I can express myself. I can be vulnerable with him. I can be myself with him. Like, how oftentimes do you feel safe to be yourself around with someone? And that's like, that's something that is important. If you haven't listened to my episode on finding a safe space, go back, listen to that episode, because that's what I'm talking about. Like, finding a safe space, and like a man that is a high value man, you can feel safe with that man, right? He's also, you know, he's a good, like he is able to communicate. Now, that doesn't mean that he's a perfect communicator, but for the most part, the communication can be effective, and he can be receptive, like when you're communicating. Because for one, I think men aren't good communicators naturally. One, because they're not taught to be very expressive, especially with their emotions. So that may be something that doesn't come easy to or natural to all men. But as long as he puts efforts and he's able to talk and have difficult conversations and have any kind of conversation, right? deep, profound, whatever. I think that's important, right? And then, you know, just being able to express his needs and his wants, because that's also important in a relationship. And with a man, like, he has to be able to tell you what he wants and what he needs. So I think that's what makes a man a high value man. Another thing is, like, his emotional regulation. Like, is he able to regulate his emotions, or does he fly off the handle and just act crazy? Because this, you can tell you a lot about a person by the way they handle their emotions, and it could tell you a lot about how that would affect the relationship with him. So that is something else that I think makes a man of high value, right? Also his intelligence, his intellect. What does he know? What can he offer you intellectually? You know, what can he teach you, right? Because you don't want to be with someone that doesn't have anything to offer you, or, you know, where you're always the giver. And then alongside with that, a man that is honest and open. I think that honesty is very important, and, you know, for both men and women. So a man that is very honest and open, like, that is a golden nugget. Because men are, again, not very good with sharing. So when you find you a man that is honest and open, that is a good standard. And then a man that has standards and values and morals and, like, principles. Like, a person that has principles to believe in, I think, is very important. It says a lot about a person, and that means that person lives by a certain way. So you have to find a person that actually, you know, has the same views with you as far as standards and morals, because that's a person that you can have a long-lasting relationship with. And then the last thing that I think that makes a man, like, a high-value man is he accountable, and is he open to growth? This also says about a man, a lot about a man, because, one, I feel like a high-value man doesn't always have to come with all these things checked off, right? He doesn't have to be perfect when you meet him, but if he has a mindset of growth, and he's accountable for his actions, and he is always willing to evolve, then this is a man of high value. Because you want a man that is open to growth, rather than a man that believes he has grown. Because, mind you, in life, we will always be growing. We will always be changing as people. So finding a man of high value is a man that is evolving all the time, that always finds something that he can work on himself to become better and better each day, all the days of your life. So yeah, don't let society think that when you meet a man, he has to have it all. No, that's not a high value man. A high value man is a man that's constantly growing, and that's working on himself, his character, his morals, his family, his job, like, it's just a growing man. So don't dismiss a man, a good man, to wait for a high value man. And excuse my accent. I'm Cuban, and sometimes I can't say certain words, but don't dismiss a good man waiting for a high value man, and, you know, thinking that you're getting something better, because sometimes there better is not coming, honey. And you gotta be, you know, mature and wise and have discernment to realize if you really have a high value man or not. And it has nothing to do with financial position, right? And oftentimes women think too that they themselves are high value when they do have these positions themselves. And I think that's why sometimes they seek it in men. But financial status in the world, it has nothing to do with the value you bring as a person. And that's what I wanted to leave with y'all on this episode today. Yes, we've determined the value of everything in our lives, but the value that things carry are never material. So when you're looking for something that's valuable, look at what it has to offer. And I'm not talking about money, like intellectually, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially. That is what makes a man of high value. His emotions, his spirit, his mind. So yeah, that's all I got for you guys. Until next time, it's Queen Poet Love in the building. And I'm out. Deuces. Love you. Bye-bye.
If you have made it to the end of this episode, I want to thank you again for tuning in. And I also want to encourage you to continue to tune in for each and every episode bi-weekly. And if you could, please share this episode and the podcast with your family and friends. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and also the podcast YouTube channel. I also want to insert a brief disclaimer that this platform is not designed to replace therapy or therapeutic services. I am not your therapist, and our interactions on this platform or any extension of this platform does not constitute a therapeutic relationship. All thoughts shared are for purposes of education and entertainment. So please, if you're having a mental health crisis or a medical emergency, please visit your local emergency room or call 911. Also, if need be, the U.S. National Suicide Hotline number is 1-800-273-8255. Once again, thank you for tuning in to Not Your Average Queen Podcast. It is your girl, the one and only Queen Poet Love. Until next time, bye.